You're listening to Iceland News Review, the weekly news podcast of Iceland Review. Subscribe and tune in each Friday to get the latest from our fair shores. I'm Andy Sophia Fontaine, and these are the week's top stories in Iceland. First up on Iceland News Review, on the evening of March 16th, yet another eruption cracked open on the Reykjanes Peninsula between Hagafell and Storiskogfjell. This marks the fourth eruption on Reykjanes since last December. This eruption sent lava flowing both westerly and southerly. The westerly lava flow stopped by the afternoon of the 17th, but the southerly lava flow, while diverted away from the town of Grindavik by earthen walls, continued to advance for some hours longer before stopping short of Suðurstrandvegur, the southern coastal highway of Reykjanes. The suddenness of the eruption, arriving as it did with about 1 minute's notice, and its power led scientists to the understandable conclusion that it would play itself out within 24 hours. Typically, the more powerful a fissure eruption is, the shorter it tends to last. This has not proven to be the case here, as at the time of this recording, the eruption is still ongoing. And while lava flow has once again covered Grindavíkurvegur, the road which connects Grindavík to the highway between Keflavík International Airport and the greater Reykjavík area, no other infrastructure has yet been damaged. We will, of course, keep you apprised if that situation changes. Iceland has presidential elections coming up on June 1st, and what a wild ride the campaign season has been so far. It all started on New Year's Day when outgoing President Guðni Th. Jóhannesson announced he wouldn't be running for a third term. You heard that correctly. There are no term limits in Iceland. In fact, we had one president, Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson, who was president for 20 years. In any event, the announcement of Guðni's departure opened the door for others to throw their hat in the ring. As all you need to officially run for president of Iceland is to be at least 35 years old, an Icelandic citizen, and gather 1,500 signatures of endorsement, this left the door open for a lot of candidates. This has included some familiar faces, such as businessman Ásþór Magnússon, who has run in every presidential election since 1996, as well as activists, conspiracy theorists, and writers. The general public wasn't particularly excited about any of these choices at first. In fact, Guðni, who, again, announced he was not going to run, was initially polling better than any of the other candidates combined. Things began to heat up when businesswoman Hatla Tómasdóttir announced her candidacy. She has run for president before and is still a popular public figure. However, in the midst of this, a dark horse was about to enter the race. An online grassroots movement started to encourage Baldur Þórhallsson, a professor of political science at the University of Iceland, to run for president. This movement was particularly active on Facebook, especially with the rise of the group Baldur og Felix Alla Leið, meaning Baldur and Felix all the way, with Felix referring to actor Felix Bergson, Baldur's husband. This group has some 21,000 members at the time of this writing. In fact, Baldur was polling at 53%, well ahead of the second highest polling candidate, Hatla, at 35%, before he even announced his candidacy. On March 20th, Baldur made it official, announcing his formal candidacy. Within 24 hours, he reached the required number of signatures needed to make his candidacy official. Iceland's naming committee selected a new batch of names to add to the lexicon. While approving the names Hendrix, Nautrun, and Luka, they rejected Bjarkar, Bite, and Universe. The naming committee is a controversial institution whose existence has been debated for many years now. Their criteria for approving new names is not only the ability to conjugate a name in accordance with Icelandic grammar, but also their own judgment as to whether or not a child could be bullied for their name. The institution is not without its detractors, most notably writer, comedian, and former Reykjavik mayor Jón Gnarr. He had been trying for decades to get the naming committee to legally register him as the name he is popularly known as. Gnarr is not a surname. Ultimately, he traveled to Texas to have his name changed there and was legally recognized in Iceland as Jón Gnarr in 2015. Good news, bird lovers. After an absence of at least a decade, the Bohemian waxwing has again been spotted in East Iceland. This news comes from data collected from the annual bird count. BirdLife Iceland, or Fuglavent, encourages Icelanders each year to go outside and mark how many and of which types of birds they spot in their own backyards or in public parks. The last time a Bohemian waxwing was seen in East Iceland was during the 2013 bird count, and even then, only 8 were spotted. This year, 35 were spotted all over the country, in addition to 13 in the Northeast. Bohemian waxwings are northern birds, most commonly seen across Canada, Russia, and Scandinavia. In the winter, they can get very bold in their search for food and enter human settlements. It is advised that there are few things Bohemian waxwings like better than apples for those who want to leave food out for these birds. Newly updated figures on the population of Iceland are here, showing that we still have a ways to go before we hit the 400,000 mark. As reported, Statistics Iceland had, for many years, based its population figures on how many people were in the National Registry. However, people who move out of the country very often do not deregister themselves, leading to thousands of people who no longer live in Iceland still being counted as a part of the census. Statistics Iceland has since updated its methods and, after conducting a recount, reported that Iceland's population is now 383,726. This is comprised of 196,552 men, 187,015 women, and 159 non-binary people. 63,528 foreign nationals live in Iceland, making up 16.6% of the population. The largest portion of them are from Poland, followed by Lithuanians and Ukrainians. Lastly, on Iceland News Review, if you ever wanted to relax in an outdoor hot spring without having to pay, tourists to Iceland have uncovered a now not so hidden gem. During the construction of the Vatlaheiði Tunnel in North Iceland, a hot water source was accidentally tapped, resulting in the creation of a waterfall and pool with a temperature of 30 degrees Celsius. Not long after, tourists began spreading the news by word of mouth that this was a hot spring one could bathe in for free, and intrepid visitors to Iceland have been using Google Maps to locate the unmarked spring. While the legality of the hot spring is as yet still up in the air, for the meantime, no one has laid claim to it and started charging money. As this means it also has no facilities, would-be bathers are advised to test out this hot spring at their own risk. Next up, the weather this weekend. Friday is going to be quite windy and cloudy across the country, although temperatures will remain above freezing in the south. North-central Iceland may experience a mix of rain and snow. Come Saturday, those winds will die down, with sunny skies smiling down upon the southwestern half of Iceland. The northeast may experience scattered snow showers. As we move into Sunday, clouds will move back in again, covering the entire country as temperatures drop below freezing, although there may be some scattered sunlight in the west. As for road conditions, bear in mind that all roads into the highlands are closed to regular traffic, so don't try heading up there unless you're in a glacier tour group or something similar. Also, avoid the eruption site at all costs, and do not stop by the side of Reykjanesbraut to photograph or film the volcano. Apart from that, road conditions are fair around the country, although slippery in the north. Roads in the Westfjords, however, may be completely impassable due to a blizzard moving through the area right now, so consider changing your plans if you intended to visit the area today. For all your travel needs in Iceland, be sure to visit en.vedur.is. That's en.vedur.is, as well as road.is and safetravel.is. Through these three websites, you'll get up-to-the-minute information on weather and road conditions, as well as possible incoming natural events. By staying updated through these sites, you'll not only save yourself a lot of time and money, you'll also be able to enjoy Iceland with peace of mind. That's all for me this week on Iceland News Review. Be good to each other.